read me romance, read, read me romance, read me romance, read me romance. You could take a look in a book, that's fine, or you could sit back, relax and unwind and read me romance, read me romance. Today's episode of Read Me Romance is brought to you by being the last one on your block to take down your Christmas lights. Am I procrastinating or am I just extra festive, Carol? Hey guys, it's Thursday. One step closer to Friday. Whoop, whoop. I wanted to talk to you guys really quickly about something else Alessandra Torre has in the works besides this amazing book, which we're listening to right now, Rolling the Dice. She has a program called Inkers where she kind of gives you like a step-by-step guide to becoming a romance writer. And I know like we all had to start somewhere and a lot of my readers have turned into romance authors, which is amazing. If that's your dream, I am hereby encouraging you to go do it. So AlessandraTorreInc.com is kind of a really cool resource for learning how to do that, how to plot, how to market. And she knows this industry really well. So if that's something you're interested in, and like maybe it's even your New Year's resolution to like take the plunge and start typing, I really do encourage you to go check it out because she knows what she's talking about. She's a very savvy lady. So once again, it's AlessandraTorreInc.com. Go check it out. And in the meantime, witness the master at work. I mean, here we go. Chapter 4, Rolling the Dice by Alessandra Torre. And I'll check in with you guys on the other side. Bye.
Chapter 4, Trip. Holy fuck. He thought he had control, but when her lips hit his cock, he lost it all. His hands tightened on the granite, and he tensed his thighs, restraining himself from thrusting forward into her face. His dick didn't know what to do around her. He'd jacked off to this image 100 times, Stephanie Wilson, on her knees, those beautiful eyes on his, her tongue swiping across the head of his cock. Just last week, after he watched her employee evaluation, he'd had to lock his door and jerk off behind his desk, his dress shoes slipping across the carpet as he'd nut all over a napkin. There were many things he wanted out of life. A giant home on the bayou, kids running around, his blood in their veins, a bank account fat enough to buy all of them a future. But nothing had motivated him more in the last 3 years than this woman. Daria was right. He had been a coward, and should have tightened that shit up earlier and stopped their date before it had occurred. But he'd been in Lafayette when Dario had first hung out with Stephanie and hadn't known about it until he'd returned and caught him mid-date with her. Something hit the window, and Tripp glanced over his shoulder, the howling of the wind barely audible behind the thick glass. The hurricane was almost there, and it felt like fate, the storm surrounding them, keeping them together for the next few hours. Damn whatever happened during that time. She flicked her naughty little tongue over the tip of his cock, and his need grew. He fought the desire to urge her on, taking his hand and wrapping it on top of hers, showing her how he liked to be stroked. He wanted to move his hips in short strokes as she pumped him to completion, that wet little mouth wrapped around his head, sucking. Just the thought made him almost lose it, and he pulled away from her, gripping his cock in one hand and slowly rubbing the tip of it over her lips. "Open up," he said hoarsely. She obeyed without fear or hesitation, and he may have spent 3 years pining for this woman, but he'd also underestimated her. He gently slid just the tip in her open mouth, then withdrew it, watching as she chased it down, her hand closing around its shaft. She dove onto it, working her lips over the head, her cheeks hollowing, head bobbing as she blessed him with the most perfect 5 seconds of his life. An orgasm teetered, unsure and unstable, and he pulled back before she took him over the edge. Fuck, when had he become so quick? His dick had experienced everything a woman could throw at it, yet couldn't seem to handle 30 seconds with her mouth? It was bullshit, and he jerked his hand along its length, irritated with himself. She waited, still on her knees, her nipples red and perky from his mouth, and tilted her head at him. "Give me it," she demanded, and his heart fell even deeper in love. He shook his head. "Just a kiss," he reminded her gruffly.
Tease,
she retorted. What are your plans for the third? He leaned down and lifted her onto her feet. The third one belongs to me.
Meaning?
When he set her down, his hands stayed on her hips, and their faces were too close, his height combated by his position, his dick still stubbornly sticking straight out of his slacks. Her breasts hung out and wreaked torture on his brain. She lifted her chin, offering her mouth, and he shook his head. As badly as he wanted to kiss that delicious mouth, he had something else in mind. He slowly turned her around, taking his time as he ran his hand down her bare back, admiring the curves and dips of her body, then worked the cheap clasp at the top of her skirt open. Dario and him, Stephanie, they were all outsiders in this decadent casino. He and Dario had earned the big suites, the corporate accounts at the Gucci and Armani stores downstairs, but Stephanie was in the same boat they had all grown up in, shopping at TJ Maxx, counting her dollars, working her ass off to help pay for her parents and bills. One day, he'd give her everything, but right now, he focused on what he could provide. Pleasure. He took the zipper further down and was reminded of her lack of underwear, a memory that brought his dick raging back to attention. Dropping the skirt at her ankles, he crouched down and picked up her left foot, then her right, helping her out of her heels. She was so compliant, her hands on the counter, trusting him as he traveled back up her body, his hands and mouth exploring every muscle, curve, and dip. He got to that beautiful ass and gently bit it, slapping it gently with his other hand as he lifted away from her and stood. Go get on the bed. Bedroom is to the left. On your back. She turned, her eyes meeting his for a moment, and she crooked one brow in what appeared to be a challenge. Yes, sir, she mocked. The meek accountant he'd spent 6 years yearning for had flown away in the gusts of the storm. This woman was a bigger, bolder version of her, sexual in ways he had only fantasized about, with confidence that made his dick stand at attention. He'd always envisioned a slow seduction of Stephanie Wilson, complete with baby steps into bed, slow lovemaking that took years to progress into everything that turned him on. He had been wrong, and he'd never been so happy to misread tells in his life. He reached into the pocket of his dress slacks, wrapping his hand around the handcuffs. He brought them out and set them on the counter.
Chapter 5. Stephanie. I was crawling onto the bed when he entered the room, now completely naked. Somehow his dick seemed even bigger, and I swallowed as I moved back onto the giant white bed, remembering what he had said to me. I don't typically use all of it. How much of a wanton slut was I that I wanted him to use all of it? I mean, what was the point of having all of that and not using all of it? He stopped at the end of the bed. Behind him, the bathroom light was on, the silhouette of his body enhancing every muscle in his frame, yet hiding his face from me. What was he thinking? I sat on my knees and crossed my hands over my breasts, suddenly nervous.
I have another bed for you.
His hand moved forward and he tossed two dice on the bed. They rolled along the mattress and stopped. What kind of bet?
I still have a third kiss to collect from you. Roll under a 6 and I get to do it with these on you.
He tossed a second item on the bed and I leaned forward, the gleam of the metal doing something twisted in my stomach. I picked up the handcuffs, sliding my hand into one and tugging at the chain, feeling the bite of the metal into my wrist. And what if I roll over a 6? I saw a grin cross over his features, a hint of white teeth visible in the dark.
Then you can put them on me and use that kiss however you like.
I picked up the dice and considered the game. And if I don't want to play? He put one knee on the bed, then another, crawling toward me. It was an incredibly erotic picture, one of pure masculine prowess as he came closer, then crawled over me, pulling my feet out from under me and laying me down on the mattress. His skin was hot, and I curled around him, anxious for the contact, my hands skimming over his muscles, grabbing at his ass, and then finding and wrapping around his cock. He panted my name as I squeezed his stiff shaft, his mouth skimming over my neck, and he kissed the hollow of my neck before moving higher and growling in my ear.
Easy.
He gently tugged at my earlobe with his teeth.
You don't know what that is doing to me.
I could guess. I could feel the twitch of his cock, the way it was thickening even more. He pushed a little off of me, sitting back and repositioning my legs so that I was open to him, the back of my thighs against the front of his dick heavy on my stomach. I reached for it and he sternly batted me away. It's so big, I murmured.
And it's all yours,
he promised.
But first,
he scooped up the dice and shook them in his hand.
Do you want to play?
Did I want to play? My last sexual encounter lasted 3 minutes on the couch of my ex's living room. He belched, then rolled off of me and increased the volume on the TV. Prior to him, I'd had 2 forgettable encounters at LSU, neither of which progressed past third base. The minute I came on Tripp's fingers in the bar, I was ready to handcuff myself to his bed, pledge eternal loyalty to his cock, and become his sex slave for life. You roll them, I said, my eyes on his. Higher than 6, I use the handcuffs. Lower than 6, you do. He smirked at me, then dropped the dice, the gold cubes dancing over my stomach and coming to a stop, one in my belly button, the other resting along my cleavage. I stayed still, trying not to bump the dice, and watched as he lifted one up and looked at it. He turned it to me. A 2. My breath quickened and I had the sudden vision of him sitting in the armchair by the window, his hands handcuffed behind his back, his dick sticking straight up, legs flexing, my hands and mouth free to torture him. I'd start on my knees, get him slick and ready, and then straddle him. Control the depth of that long, perfect cock as I slowly lowered myself on and off of him. He picked the 2nd dice and his brows lifted. I raised my head, struggling to see it. A 6. My fantasy dissolved and I glanced at the handcuffs with trepidation.
Don't worry, he smiled.
An alarm blared, a light flashing from the corner of the room, the loud siren scaring the hell out of me. I screamed and he lifted me to his chest and rolled, gathering me against him.
It's okay,
he yelled, his voice barely audible even though it was directly in my ear. His hands cupped either side of my head, softening the noise, and I relaxed against his chest, watching the strobe light flash from a speaker in the corner of the room. When it finally stopped, my ears were ringing, and I lifted my head slowly, almost afraid to expose them again.
Don't worry.
He gripped my waist.
That's protocol.
So nothing's wrong? Nothing's on fire?
It's a final evacuation test. The system will be watching for opened doors as a result of the alarm, things to point us in the direction of any guests that are still in-house.
My concerns ebbed away at his touch, sweeping over and caressing my breasts, giving the nipples special attention. Who would have thought that Tripp Reinhardt's touch could be so gentle? I watched as he reached over, swiping across the bed and picking up the 1st set of handcuffs. Lifting up my wrist, he fastened one on with the efficiency of a pro.
Look.
He turned my hand over.
Here's the release.
He pressed on the lever and the cuffs popped open.
I'm leaving them loose, so you'll be able to hit it if you need to.
He rolled us over and crawled off of me, nodding to the front of the bed.
Move up and grab a hold of the frame.
Okay, hi, I'm back. How was that? Okay, we only have 1 more installment left. It's coming to an end. No. Okay, so you guys, Even Money by Alessandra Torre. It's in the same world, and it's only 99 cents, and it's free on Kindle Unlimited. Tripping on a Halo is out now. If you want to be a romance author, Alessandra Torre has you covered. Go to her website, alessandratorreinc.com, and plunge in. Do it. In the meantime, please like our Facebook page, Read Me Romance. Shameless plugs at the beginning of 2019. You know, follow us on Instagram at Read Me Romance and rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast because it really helps us out and lets us know that you want us to keep doing this. I mean, next week is season two. Like, so yeah, you guys, like throw us a thumbs up. We love you guys. Year 2019 is off to a great start and we'll be back tomorrow. I'll be back tomorrow with Leah and Mel. Okay? Bye, guys. Read me romance. Read me.